I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
This weekend's weather is going to be the perfect recipe for fires to flare up. There are red flag warnings in effect through Monday. Hot, dry, gusty winds are expected. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a big change in the Jazz roster. ESPN just announced the Jazz is trading Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Slow and go and stop and go speeds northbound I-15, and that's why we have emergency traffic. It stretches from 3500 south up to 10th north, where we had an earlier crash. Now getting a report of a vehicle fire, Redwood Road at 700 north. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy this afternoon, high of 97, and a chance for an evening storm. I'm Matt Johnson.
92 degrees, time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Other rights could be targeted by the Supreme Court's reasoning in its abortion decisions, as President Biden telling a meeting of Democratic governors that voters should elect more Democrats to office for that and this reason, he says.
We're going to be in a situation where the Republicans are going to pass a nationwide prohibition consistent with what the Supreme Court ruled.
Legislation to protect abortion providers, patients, and out-of-state patients in New Jersey is signed by Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat.
These laws will make New Jersey a beacon of freedom for every American woman.
A big money has been paid by former President Trump's Political Action Committee to several law firms representing close Trump allies targeted by the January 6th committee. That, according to a review of financial records by ABC News, committee members say that raises concerns about possible coercion of witnesses. A recording has captured the real-life drama of an Oklahoma sheriff's deputy saving the life of a child after a near drowning.
In body-worn camera audio, you can hear the pleas of the little girl's desperate mother.
Breathe, baby, breathe. Breathe, honey.
Deputies near Tulsa in Wagner County, Oklahoma, arrived to a call to find a little girl unconscious on the edge of a lake, her mother and father trying to bring her back to life, fearing she had drowned.
She's been out about 5 minutes, bro.
The deputy rolls a girl on her side and starts patting her back. She immediately begins spitting up fluid, finally taking a breath. A medical helicopter arrived and took the girl to a hospital where she was treated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Progress in keeping airline passenger lines moving in Denver. ABC's Colette Bordelon's there.
This is no coincidence that people are moving so quickly. This is one of the things that DIA has prepped for. Normally, we see lines that could wrap all the way around baggage claim. What DIA has done is right now we're at South Security. They've added TSA pre-check lines here.
An update on Wall Street. You're listening to ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The big mess of honeybees on I-80 is now cleaned up. A group of beekeepers have gone up, taken over a million bees off the hill. Those bees were survivors after a truck carrying beehives overturned on the highway earlier this week. Julie Arthur with Wasatch Beekeepers says it was a mess of bees and honey.
You know, if you had a queen or could find a queen in all those bees, and put a queen in a box, and a lot of the bees will just follow her into that box. But unfortunately, we found very few queens. And so what we were doing was just trying to get as many bees as fast as we could into the boxes. So I took my lopping shears up for, you know, my garden lopping shears, and we would just cut down towards the base of the sagebrush a limb off, and then pull the branch out, and then shake the bees down into a box. And then we also just laid boxes on top of the pile or near the pile, and then that had frames of comb in them. And they'll just climb up into that comb because they don't like where they are. They need, you know, they want to be somewhere that has comb and, you know, a place that they can live. And so once the box got full, then we just kept shaking more bees and laying more boxes on top of the pile.
Arthur estimates they took over 1 million bees off the mountain. They'll now use the bees to bolster local hives.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.